noon or try to reschedule it?
We're going to put everything else to the afternoon, other than Mr. Shirazi.
Item 994, request of CMAC Shirazi to address council regarding sidewalk safety and drug culture issues in downtown and Old Town.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your patience with our situation this morning.
Sure, no problem. Good morning, members of the council. My name is CMAC Shirazi. I own a wellness group called To Be Well. We have two branches, one in Lake Oswego and one downtown, right on the corner of 3rd and Burnside, the kind of gateway to Old Town Chinatown. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about the way I work in my everyday job. I practice what it's called wellness-based medicine. That means I try to do a lot of investigation and get to the root cause of a problem when I'm dealing with a patient. I appreciate their present symptom, but I try to go beyond and find the root cause and hopefully help them, guide them, counsel them to maybe change their lives or address it at a deeper level. I feel like the way that we have been dealing with our sidewalk issues, especially where I'm at, where my downtown practice is, it's more like what I call illness-based medicine. So we, when a patient goes to a traditional doctor's office, they have high cholesterol, and the first point of action is to help them not to have a stroke or not to have a heart attack. So they prescribe statins for them, send them home with a booklet maybe, tell them a little bit about lifestyle changes, but it ends there. So their aim is to save the person's life, which is very noble and very important. But it wouldn't really change their lives. It wouldn't impact the rest of the things that they do, which has contributed to their high cholesterol to begin with. I feel like we have done a very effective job of helping people, especially where I'm at. We feed them when they're hungry, and there are faith-based organizations who do a really, really noble job with that. Their aim is to help and really help people at need. We clean up after them. We have an organization called Clean and Safe. Very, very nice people. I actually am friends with a lot of them now, and I really love them because they themselves have transformed their lives, and they're keeping our sidewalks clean, and they're doing a very nice job at that. But I'm here to talk to you about maybe we can do something more to address our issues at a deeper level. I feel like we usually use the same paint and brush and call people homeless or transients or don't really think about each individual as a unique person. Everybody has a different problem. They're not out there all for the same reason. Many of them I got to know who suffer from mental problems. Many of them have drug addiction issues, and they don't want to, but they have no rehabilitation incentives. What I hope to do is to maybe, and that tells me my time is running out. Very briefly, I had a meeting with Commander Day at Portland Police, and he has a very successful program. I believe they call it Sidewalk Beats. It's already working really well because policemen really do a triage, really talk to people and find out what the individual problems are and try to help and address them. What I love to see if that program can expand to Old Town Chinatown. Right now, stops.
We'll definitely follow up with you on that. So,
yeah.
So Commander Day and I will. So
great.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate you bringing this to us this morning.
Sure.
And look forward to continuing partnership with you. And appreciate your investment in Old Town Chinatown.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks
all
very
right.
much.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we are going to go to recess until 1 p.m. Take up the rest of the calendar then. Thank you all.